Senior editor at the MMQB is our buddy Gary Gramling. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. G Square in the house. Good to have you back.
I'll take that nickname. That's all right.
It's a good one. It's, listen, ride with it, play with it, have fun with it. I think it'll go places for you. The Ravens are a team that I guess are the odds-on favorite now, the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. If you had to put some fictional units on a team right now, would the Ravens be the team that you're backing?
Oh, boy. Honestly, it might still be the 49ers. Ravens are right there, though. It's one of those teams. I just think those teams are they both their style of play travels anywhere. San Francisco, if they do end up recapturing the one seed, they don't have weather concerns for January. The Ravens, if you're playing in the snow in Baltimore or if it ends up being Foxborough, they can win in those places with the style of football that they play.
Looking at the Seattle Seahawks and where they are right now, watching them on Monday Night Football right now, I think offensively they found something with the running game. But, Gary, do you trust them defensively? Because it hasn't been the LOB defenses of the past years. I don't know if they'll get back to that. But I don't know if I fully believe in Seattle's defense. Am I mistaken in thinking that?
Oh, gosh, I don't believe in the team at all, although I've been saying that for like 2 months now, and they just keep on winning games. I just don't think it's – I mean, look, it's always a short sample size. And obviously they have the quarterback. They have the coaching staff. That's an edge in close games. But, we talk about not to get ahead of ourselves looking at 2020, but we talk about, like, the Chargers last year. And the Chargers won all these close games last year. They finished 12-4. Everyone loved the Chargers. They come back this year. Now they're losing these close games. You look at the Seahawks, some of these peripheral stats, their red zone performance has really been an outlier this year. They're getting a ton of fumble recoveries, which is just, it comes back to that defense. If you had, like, Khalil Mack and J.J. Watt on the other side, you could say, okay, that's a disruptive defense. They're going to get turnovers. The Seahawks just keep on getting these fumbles. I don't think it's sustainable the way they're winning games, and they're winning games by such a small margin. But again, like I said, I've been saying it for like 6 weeks now, and I think they're like 5-1 since I told everyone to jump off the bandwagon.
Yeah, Gary Gramling with us, MMQB. Let me ask you about Dallas. So I don't hang on every word Jerry Jones says, because I think he can oscillate back and forth and it makes sense, and he has his own little radio show and all that. He was kind of caught, I guess, either today or yesterday talking about 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He thought Jason Garrett was a good coach. He's one of the hardest working coaches. He knows the team better than anybody. I'm glad to have him. He's the guy for the job. But I don't know which came first. And then the other quote was, he'll be coaching in the league somewhere. Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year. Wait a minute. Is he a free agent all of a sudden? If I put those two things in front of you, which one are you choosing? That he's more likely to be the Cowboys coach or less likely?
I think he's likely to be the Cowboys coach. And I would obviously, you can't rule out that they're going to move on, but he's Jerry's guy. He's always been Jerry's guy. The other thing with Jerry and all this, I mean, Jerry loves the theater of all this. Whether it comes down to, you go back to the Zeke Elliott negotiations this past summer, he loves basically providing this fodder for NFL Network and frankly for us, and we all appreciate it. But I think it's so difficult for him to cut ties with Jason Garrett, and I think you can look at this team and be optimistic enough. The thing that you don't like, and we, looking from afar, we don't see the day-to-day. We can't make a full assessment of Jason Garrett. We can see the in-game decisions, especially when it comes to the fourth down stuff, and not to harp on what happened 2 weeks ago against the Patriots, but that's got to change. I mean, he has to become a more aggressive coach. They're more forward-thinking on offense this year, and I think maybe that's the next step for them. But my gut feeling, I don't think Jerry can break up with this guy.
All right, well, let me ask you quickly this way. Is this dependent on what he achieves? Like, I think if they don't make the playoffs, he's definitely gone. Where do you draw the line from a results standpoint on whether he'll be back?
Honestly, I think he'll still be back even if they – and I think if they do lose in Philadelphia in Week 16, I think there's obviously a good chance they're going to miss the playoffs. I think he'd still be back.
Really?
Wow. Gary.
Gut feeling. Not any inside info here. I think Jason is Jerry's guy, And I think it just takes so much to cut ties with him.
Last one here for you, Gary. We're talking to Gary Gramley, senior editor at the MMQB, covering the NFL. Take you down to Cincinnati real quick. I know Andy Dalton kind of threw out that he would like to be back next year. Do you think that Zach Taylor should run it back with Andy Dalton at quarterback, or should they kind of just reset the entire franchise and start with someone new next year?
Yeah, I think they got to get a new guy in there. Look, Andy Dalton would probably be a good guy to sort of have around as maybe a bridge guy at this point. If you end up taking Tua and he's not ready physically next year, but they got to move on from Andy Dalton. They just do. It's been that case for like 5 years, and that was as good a time as any.
All right, Gary. Sorry, we're up against the clock, but we'll have you back soon, man. Enjoy the final run here, and we'll talk to you. Thank you.
Oh, anytime, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary Gramling, MMQB.com. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.